Get ready to see some of your Tri-Valley friends and neighbors dress up as several notable Dr. Seuss characters in the upcoming Royal Theatre Academy production of Seussical the Musical. The musical extravaganza features some of the famous author's most notable characters as the Cat in the Hat tells the story of Horton the Elephant discovering a speck of dust that contains the Who's, including Jojo, a Who child sent off to military school for thinking too much. Royal Theatre Academy artistic director Trenton Terrain told Livermore Vine that families of all ages from all over Pleasanton and Dublin will be featured in the production. He said roughly 30 of them are specifically from Pleasanton. The rehearsals are a way for all participants young and old to escape the craziness of the outside world, Terrain said. The families involved both performing in the play but also the families who are involved with set builds and other aspects of this five-month journey. Each new production brings all of us closer together and builds a tight-knit community. The Royal Theatre Academy, which is located in Livermore, is a family-based community educational theatre program, dedicated to providing a safe, loving environment for students of all ages, to grow their passion, love and skill for the performing arts, according to its website. Terrain said that the over 60 actors and their families are excited to share with the community the result of 5 months of rehearsals. The Royal Theatre Academy production of Seussical the Musical is filled with colorful characters both from the jungle of Newell and Whoville, a great cast of actors and singers and dancers that will most surely bring a smile to everybody who watches, Terrain said. The show will take place at California State University, East Bay for the next 2 weekends starting this Saturday, January 21, at 2 p.m. with a second showing featuring the second cast at 7 p.m. After the 2 p.m. showing on Sunday, the next scheduled shows will be the following Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and that Sunday at 2 p.m., which will be the last show. Tickets for the musical are $25 per person and can be purchased here.